We're at the Alamo Dome again this morning, just one workout for the team this afternoon. And we've run into some interesting people this week. Gordo?
Thank you so much, Miller Man. By the way, we're getting lots of reports that it's Medina, not Medina.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Easy mistake to make, though, isn't it? Yeah, so many crazies out here, and anytime you're around the Riverwalk, and I know, Giorgio, you're always hitting on young runaway teens down there with drug problems.
Always, yeah.
Well, you did last year, and you gave her $20 for something. I don't know what kind of exchange that was. Well, I always run into some wild guys, and it seems like I'm always the victim of a conversation that just won't end. You ever talk to people, and it doesn't have to be someone who's homeless or seems to have mental issues, but just anyone who you can't get out of the conversation with them?
Yes.
And you marvel at their ability to keep going and keep going. And every time you try to exit, you know, you try to end with a little innocuous follow-up question with, oh, wow, that's a wild story.
Hey, you want to hear really wild. You should have heard what happened to me 2 weeks ago.
And you try not to ask follow-up questions, and the people just keep going, keep going. Well, I found a guy who did this to me, and he was actually a real nice guy, but he just kept going and kept going, and I couldn't follow his stories, and he was all over the map, and so he became like a lava lamp, like a verbal lava lamp to me that I just couldn't quit listening to him.
Was he the homeless?
I don't know. He looked pretty rough. He would smoke his cigarettes all the way down to the filter, and then some. I mean, it was...
So he really
wanted to get everything he could
cigarettes
out of it. And then while we were talking,
smoked
at one point, he reached into a brown bag and pulled out a bottle of liquor and poured it into his big gulp.
Just to freshen it up a little bit.
Freshen it up, a little topper there. All right, so I thought I'd play you some of my conversation with him. Now, I can't play all of it because it probably goes on for 20 minutes, but I got a little bit here where you can get the flavor of this. We ready here, Killer Man? Thank you.
What's that?
No, I don't keep up with the baseball too much.
Uh-huh.
But see, they got a bank here, Washington Mutual,
right.
Chase, and Drury.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of merge, right?
Right.
So I like baseball. I'm not going to say B-A-S-E-B-A-L-L. Baseball, that's American.
Right.
Remember Sandlot, the movie?
I do remember that.
I like that.
Right.
Mudville 9+6.
9+6? What? What are you saying?
Mudville 9.
Oh, Mudville 9.
Yeah.
And your name was?
John.
John. Nice to meet
Little
you, John.
John.
Little John. Well, who's Big John?
Well, he was a dude. Remember Friar Tuck and Robin Hood's married men?
Yeah.
That was Big John.
All they wanted
I'm Little John. I just
you were named after him? Or?
No, I was named after my father. When my father's passed, God bless him.
Uh-huh.
Military.
So let me ask you this. I asked him, so you're Big John. You know, why are you called Big John? Who are you named after? And he said, remember Big John from Robin Hood. And then he tells me that whole Robin Hood thing. And then I say, so you're named after him from Robin Hood. And he goes, no, I'm named after my dad.
No, I was named after my father. When my father's passed, God bless him.
Uh-huh.
Military, several world-class tours. My father, my grandfather, I never met. He passed away about the age I am, criminal lawyer. My cousin had a lasso where he saved a black man from being hung. Jim, right?
Uh-huh.
My aunt.
Okay, this is the other thing.
Your name was Jim?
He somehow got the idea my name was Jim, and I didn't correct him. So he just keeps calling me Jim throughout the whole conversation.
What was that about? Someone being hung?
Yeah, it was weird. It was an odd transition between my father, my grandfather, my cousin had a lasso, and saved a black man from being hung.
Huh.
My father, my grandfather, I never met. He passed away about the age I am, criminal lawyer. My cousin had a lasso where he saved a black man from being hung. Jim, right?
Uh-huh.
My aunt, my grandmother, she was a Christian Sunday school teacher and got hit by a cement truck. Got hit by the zoo, by a pharmacy, hit a car, front wheel of his motorcycle like a figure eight.
My goodness.
Now he's driving an airplane. He had a lady, a nurse, who knew what she was doing, flying an airplane. Hit a power line over a golf course by the zoo. Down. swallow his teeth. She pulled his teeth out of his throat and saved him. And she married a rich India dude. She was pretty. Like, I mean, sensuous. My uncle, he got another girlfriend. Got a nice house. One end of the room, like the living room, you got an orange color, you know, kind of like a dream sickle, like a Sorby. Other side's like that.
Like a Sorby.
Then, my father, master of arts already. He gave him everything from a Vietnamese cross.
Wait a second. That's one of my favorite lines here, is that my father... Master of Arts already. I don't know what that means, but I love it.
Dream sick like a Sorby. Other side's like that. At the den, my father, Master of Arts already. He gave him everything from Vietnamese crossbows to fans, you know, whatever. But, I mean, he kept the den right, you know. Had deer. Water skis, I mean, you name it, we had it, you know. But anyway, he messed around, and him and his girlfriend had a disregard before he met this little lady, Sarah Lee.
You know, it'd be a great
another lady, he said, look, well, you go ahead and...
What?
This guy and Jerry.
Oh, could you imagine? Yeah. They'd probably get along famously.
He reminds me of Jerry a little bit.
Yeah. They'd understand each other's stories.
Well, you go ahead and do take care of your kin or do what you got to do. But she had a key to his house. He's in there banging this other lady.
Okay.
She slid up in there with a hickory knife. Try to castrate.
With a what knife?
Hickory knife.
Hickory knife?
Butcher knife.
Yeah.
22 stitches in his throat, you know.
This was your dad?
No, my uncle.
Your uncle.
What a story.
Now all of this has been kind of one continuous story.
In one family.
Yeah.
A grandmother got hit by a cement truck.
Right. And then another cousin or uncle.
Cut by a hickory knife.
Went down in a plane and he was having to be traveling with a nurse and she pulled his teeth out of his throat and saved him. And then another one had a crossbows and deers and skis in their living room that was painted like a dream sickle. Like a Sorby, as he said.
And his dad's an art collector already?
Yeah, his dad's a master of arts already.
Master of arts.
I couldn't follow any of it. And all this was based on, he saw my Washington National shirt, and he said, all right, Washington National,
like
we got a bank, Washington Mutual, that bought out, that has also with the jury.
You never asked him about his family tree?
No, it just kind of started happening.
God.
Based on the fact that he likes baseball.
Yeah, this is all based on my Washington National shirt.
Worked in Sandlot. That was a good movie.
Sandlot, man, I like that movie. With Mudville, 9+6. He was great, man. And like I said, I sat there with him for a good 30 minutes.
Just wrote it out.
I just wrote it out. There
How'd
was
you
no,
finally
you couldn't jump in kind of thing. And anytime you jumped in, hey, man, I got to go. Man, it's good talking to you, Jim. What do you do? You know, I'm on radio station in Dallas. Oh, man, Dallas. I had a friend.
Oh.
He had this, it was like a motor that he had. It was on a lawnmower, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
And he's off and running again.
Yeah, you should have given him the all right.
Well, all right. So there you go with the dream sickle of the master of arts already.
That is awesome. All right, it is 8:50 some.